Welcome to Talent Talk Show.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm so happy and actually pleased to be here. Looking forward to the questions. I hope it's so very nice and interesting for the listeners.
Of course they are. So could you start telling us a little bit yourself and your background before you moving to Kuopio and Finland?
Of course. I did my first master's in Tehran, Iran. I'm originally from Iran, and my first master's was in technology management, transfer of technology, and I did my bachelor's before that in industrial management. And upon graduation, after my master's degree, I started working as a business development assistant in the biotechnology sector, to be more specific, but in the industry. And actually, I was doing somehow the same tasks that I'm doing here in Business Kuopio. We were a group of advisors and business developers to help knowledge-based companies to develop their businesses, and also creating the model for the accelerating program for the innovators and researchers from university, and the spin-offs actually from the university, in order to make the connection between the industry, university, and the researchers, and eventually the spin-offs. I worked in that industry for almost 10 years, nine and something. And then I moved to Finland, Kuopio.
Now you live in here in Kuopio. What made you decide to start new life in Kuopio? And what convinced you that Finland was the right choice?
Yes, I shared my experience and my story a lot. I really like to mention it again and again. It recalls and brings back memories of the times that I started searching for university until the time that I actually moved to Finland, Kuopio, directly. Moving abroad and continuing my studies was something that I had in mind for a long time. But Finland, honestly, it was not on my list. I had so many friends who already moved to Canada and the US, so that those countries were my target. But during COVID, I was not successful, so I didn't make it. And actually, I have to say, I have to thank my brother for this, coming to Finland, because he convinced me and he talked me out of those countries and said that, well, you can focus on European countries, to be specific, more Nordic ones. And I did a little bit of research, and in the end, I applied for three countries, Norway, Sweden, and Finland, and UEF offered me a scholarship for the International Business and Sales Management Master's course, and I chose Finland over the others.
Nice story.
Yes.
What were your first impressions of Kuopio?
It was so good. I remember that the first day I came, I was in a shared apartment close to Rauhalahti neighborhood, and the picturesque view in front of those building blocks was so very nice, very scenic and picturesque. And I fell in love with the nature immediately. And I did a little bit of research before coming to Finland, so I had the idea, but I've never been to Finland before. The season that I came also, I think that was also had good effects on how my first impression would be, because I came in September and the weather was really nice, and after that the autumn came, and you know, the falling leaves and the views of the trees and everything was so artistic, I have to say. It was more like a lake, the nature, and it was really nice. And even though people who came to Kuopio always say that coming from a bigger city to a very small city like Kuopio is a bit of a challenge for them. But for me, it was like maybe I immediately move along, and I get adapted to the new environment, and I really liked it.
Maybe the first impression was a little bit different if you came here in November.
Yes, I think so.
It
exactly.
was good luck that it was September.
Yeah, and you know, hitting with the minus 30 cold yeah. winter, that would have definitely had another impact. But I think I was lucky.
What does your role involve on a daily basis? Shortly.
Yes. So as a business advisor, I'm doing mainly my job in relation with and in connection with the startups. And also I'm working at partially at Business Center. But recently, I would say that during the last 2 years, I've been also focusing on sparring the startups and the young entrepreneurs and early stage innovators, let's say. Partially, the job also relates to Business Center. And I've been also involved in planning and organizing different events for the startups, as well as making this opportunity for the companies and startups in our region to showcase their potential and present themselves when there is a delegation coming to Kuopio for a visit, or there is a trade mission, for example, or in general, making the connection between the companies and investors also when there is an event or a delegation visit.
Why are these events important for the regional business ecosystem?
In my opinion, having different possibilities for the startups or for entrepreneurs, that they can find connections and they can find other peers and other startups, other contacts. It can be in startups from other industries. It can be talents. It can be investors. It can be a representative from an organization that who can help them. So any of these reasons would be very beneficial for the startups to participate at the events and to make these connections. In order to develop and promote the region and the companies in our cities even more. So this slogan and this saying that together we are stronger, I really believe in that. When you join forces and you try to do things in a different way and together with other people, so that's exactly when you get more outcome and more productive benefits from it. So I think this is really important for the city, from the perspective of a city, to provide this opportunity for its potential companies and startups, and also for the startups and the companies to be able to join these events and to make the connections and to meet new people from any sector.
Connections and collaboration is very important if we talk about startups.
Definitely.
Yeah. This episode also focuses the importance of regional business and stakeholder collaboration. Parastu Jalili, why is this collaboration essential for North Savo?
North Savo region, and with Kuopio being the biggest city in the region, it contains a very big potential of different sectors. So as many may already know, Kuopio is known to be the hub for health and also water technology and smart digitalization and smart technology. So having this collaboration with other cities who are also who have the potential in other sectors will make it easier for Kuopio to promote its potential and to show that what we are good at. So we have a number of good startups within the age of 5 years of their foundation. So it's something around 50 startups we have in different sectors, from health, from water technology, from agri-food, from digitalization, from energy. So in different sectors, we have a good number of startups who are working pretty good. And through collaboration, we can make this opportunity that I just mentioned about participating, for example, in different events or having these joint happenings where the companies and startups can join, and also the cities can collaborate together in order to promote their potential even better.
What challenges still exist in building smooth cooperation across regional actors, and how could they be improved?
That's a very good question, actually. That's what I think that it is the top hot topic in most of these meetings with the stakeholders and cities, city representatives. But for example, in the Eastern Finland, the cities have joined forces in order to make this Itä-Suomi startup ecosystem, which is basically focusing on the startups from each of these cities in Eastern Finland. But talking to the startups and also talking to the different stakeholders, it appears that the financial and the investment opportunities, these are the main two most important challenges, let's say, and the problems for the companies and startups. Maybe at the earliest stage, the companies receive good services and good support from different organizations like city, like for example, in the startup ecosystem, there are different key players like university for the at earliest stage. After that, the city of Kuopio Business Center, Usurituskeskus, and other organization who provide this opportunity for the companies. But when it comes to scaling up, that's when the companies need more support and more investment and more opportunities. So I think if I wear two hats right now and be representing City of Kuopio from business side and also reflecting what startups have said before, it would be like more investment opportunities for the startups, and also in the city and in the region as a fund as well, so that we can provide more services to the companies.
You have also shared insights October in seminar about relocation and integration. In your presentation, you highlighted the challenges international talents face when relocating to the region. What are the most common obstacles?
I think if I say that, no one is going to be surprised, but I guess the job opportunities is the number one obstacle for most of the international newcomers to not just Kuopio, not just North Savo, but the whole Finland. As the global rating and ranking shows, Finland is not doing pretty well in employment, so the rate is not very good in general for the country. But I think this is the main reason why most of the talents, if not say all, but most of the talents who come with the big purpose and with the big wish of making a new life, building their career, building their life in Kuopio, and not finding a job, then it results in losing those talents, and they move to other bigger cities, Tampere or the capital region, or even move abroad. So I think that is one of the biggest and maybe the most important obstacle for newcomers.
Let's talk about solutions, how companies, cities and networks better support newcomers.
I think now there is a lot going on in this topic, and a lot of good actions are taking place in order to first change the maybe mindset of most of the many of the companies who are not willing or who are a bit like resisting on recruiting international talents in their companies. So that mindset somehow, if that mindset is changed, then it's going to provide more doors, open doors to the newcomers. And also these internship possibilities that this, international talents can easily find and they can join. So it's the first step for the international talents to show themselves, to show their skills, and after that slowly the process can move on and the company can recruit the newcomer and the international talent. So maybe the whole path for the newcomers who basically come to pursue their studies and then they would like to be employed and recruited in a company, it moves slowly and smoothly, so that I think both parties are like happy in this case.
Parastu Jalili, what helps an international talent feel they truly belong in North Savo and Kuopio?
Well, if I want to reflect my own perspective in this regard, I would say that personally for me, ever since I moved to Kuopio, I felt like it can be at the beginning. I felt like it can be my second home. And eventually, slowly, one thing after another happened and it proved me that I was right, and I just actually at the moment I feel like Kuopio is my second home. And why I felt like that was that first at university I made good friends over there, so I found like a nice community also from Iranians whom I ended up making like good friendship. And in addition to that, I also made good friendship with international Finns and international classmates that I had. They are now my good friends. But it continued at work as well, that I have like a feeling of belonging at work, like my idea matters, and the work that I'm doing is meaningful for me and also for my co-workers. So we have a good connection at work in terms of exchanging ideas and helping each other and supporting each other. It also helped me in order to feel a good environment and feel like belonging at work, even though you know, the language is could be looked at as a obstacle or as a problem. But for me, it was like that. And it was not easy. I wouldn't say that it was just like a steps that I took very easily. But it took time for me and to build that trust also with the people that whom I met. Two-way trust, let's say. And in the end, you will see that it takes several months or years. And now after 5 years, I would say that I feel like I belong to the small community at my work, my colleagues, and also with the others, you know, different communities, my friends, and so on. So I think it's also some kind of a personal perspective as well. I just shared mine. So I believe that there are so many different stories from different people, but mine turned out to be really nice.
Thank you, Parastu, for the insights from your personal journey to the crucial role of collaboration and strengthening our regional ecosystem. Thank you for visiting in Talent Talks, Parastu.
Thank you so much for the invitation. It was my pleasure, and have a nice day.